The federal government may be paying too much money for a nutrition program that serves nearly half the nation's infants. Stores have opened across the country that are charging the government higher than market prices for milk, eggs, and other staples given to women and children on the program. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Every month, some 7.7 million low-income women and children get help putting nutritious food on the table by using coupons from a federal program called the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC. It's possible to use those coupons in most regular grocery stores, but in the last decade, specialty shops have opened that only take WIC coupons and no cash. Primetime Nutrition in Oakland, California is a pleasant storefront shop with sparkling clean floors. It's set up to make the transaction easy. Peanut butter, cereal, infant formula, milk and eggs, all the items available with WIC coupons are stacked neatly on shelves behind a counter. The cashiers are helpful and they know exactly how many items a given coupon will buy.
You have three baby cereals. What kind do you like?
Can I have two oatmeal and one rice?
Danita, who didn't want to use her last name, is a mother of three. She says she likes coming to specialized WIC grocers because regular stores make her feel uncomfortable.
Because it's too confusing in the stores. You got to measure the boxes, the cereal. You say you bring the wrong stuff up to the cash register, they be like, this is the wrong stuff. Yeah, and then you got to be in long line. That way everybody in here a WIC member. You don't have to hear nobody smacking their lips and getting upset because you're taking a long time.
Although Danita doesn't know it, she, or rather the taxpayers, are paying a premium for her comfort and convenience. Here's how. The state of California sets a maximum amount that it will pay for each item. The maximum isn't based on the average supermarket price. It's calculated by what it might cost a customer in a rural area, where stores pay a higher price for transporting food. Linnea Salick is the California WIC Program Director for the State Department of Health.
What occurs with the emergence of the WIC-only stores is that we have businesses that are not setting their prices based on the competitive marketplace, and they have chosen to view our maximum tolerance level as the acceptable price for these food items.
Last year, Salick estimates that California paid an extra $33 million because of the high prices at WIC-only stores. In the last decade, some 650 WIC-only grocers have opened in California. There are hundreds more around the country. Officials like Salick say these stores are creating inefficiencies and driving up the cost of the program. Lori True, executive director of the California WIC Association, a nonprofit advocacy group, says Congress is already struggling over how to budget for the next fiscal year.
We have nationwide a $354 million shortfall in the WIC appropriations. So it's sort of like the party's over. If we don't find more funding from Congress, we will really be facing some fairly dire caseload cuts.
Advocates for WIC-only stores say they are providing an important service at market prices for stores their size. Manuel Castaneda, president of a trade group that represents some 200 owners, says most are small mom-and-pop operations that don't have the buying power of the big chains.
The average WIC store owner owns maybe two, maybe three stores and is run by a family. Most often, it's an ethnic family. They simply cannot buy truckloads of product. They have to go to cash and carries. They have to buy from the large distributors. And of course, they're paying a much higher price.
Castaneda says many of these merchants would be out of business if they charged less. Some patrons of the WIC-only stores, like Tamika, a mother of two, say they wouldn't be getting the nutritious food offered by WIC if they had to shop in regular stores.
I hate the stores. I wouldn't get WIC if I had to go to the stores, really, because it was terrible.
However, it's very debatable whether WIC-only stores would close if the state put more restrictions on pricing. The California Health Department found that foods in the average WIC-only store are priced upwards of 13% more than the same products at comparably sized grocers. Recently, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research organization, did a national survey and found this was also true around the country. Robert Greenstein, the center's executive director, worries that these stores will continue to grow very rapidly because they are doing heavy promotion.
They use some of that profit to buy things like Pampers or bicycles or strollers. And they say, come to the WIC-only store and get your WIC foods and we'll give you a free bicycle or a free stroller. Now, it's understandable the participant might want a free bike or a free stroller, but That's not what the federal money is supposed to be going for.
Right now, Congress is preparing to reauthorize the WIC program. A Senate bill contains language that would set limits on what a store can charge based on the prices at grocers of a similar size, but a House version is less restrictive. No one knows whether the final bill will address the pricing problem raised by WIC-only stores. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.